Multiple realities will occupy the hub of the West County this weekend, courtesy of the Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival, now in its fourth year.
We're showing 58 films in 3 days from 21 countries. That certainly wasn't the case the first year.
Program director Jason Perdue says that's one measure of the event's growth.
The fact that we're getting submissions from all of these different places and also spending the time to go out and find some of these films too ourselves has been probably the biggest difference if you look at the first year program to now.
Even with that international expansion, there are always a few homegrown efforts included on the program. This year, one of those is A Simple Question, which tells the story of the STRAW program. That stands for Students and Teachers Restoring a Watershed. It's about their efforts to protect the endangered freshwater shrimp by restoring one of its native habitats.
It's really a film about not underestimating what kids can do. It's really amazing. I mean, I have a 10-year-old myself, and when I saw this, it opened my mind to realize that she could be participating in these kinds of activities.
Co-director Kevin White adds that A Simple Question was fortuitously able to reach back to 1992 and the beginnings of a shrimp club organized by fourth-grade teacher Lorette Rogers.
A camera guy I work with a lot, Eli Adler, his daughter was in the original shrimp club. So he had footage from 1992, the very first restoration.
That was the year the first class set out to plant willow sprigs and other native plants along the barren edges of Stemple Creek, northwest of Petaluma. White says they also, unknowingly, sowed the seeds for a new relationship between the valley's old-school ranchers and a generation of young environmentalists.
You need to remember when this was happening in the early 90s, I wouldn't say that the relationship between environmental groups and ranching groups was as strong as it is today. There was probably a little bit of nervousness about it. What are you going to do to my land? Are you going to make it so I can't even farm it? And what's really interesting is that over time, that relationship has gotten stronger so that the STRAW folks and I think the ranchers and the dairy cattle folks really feel this real kinship with the whole community. I mean, that's what's so great about STRAW. You have all these different stakeholders involved in the solution.
But it wasn't just the landowners who evolved. The filmmakers also caught up with some of the first STRAW students, and White was impressed with what they found.
When you can empower fourth graders to start a program that results in providing habitat for an endangered species and almost single-handedly bringing back the watershed, imagine the empowerment they feel. So fast forward to 2009, 2010, and most of those kids in Lorette's class are pretty engaged citizens, and most of them are in life doing things that matter.
Yet it is the verdant visual confirmation of the student's accomplishment that stands as the enduring image from White's film.
You have this great teacher, these kids who are doing great work, and you've got all these different stakeholders saying, yeah, we could participate in this. And then fast forward to 2009, 2010, and they've restored 22 miles of watershed. 22 miles. We have these aerials where you can just see the riparian all the way up the corridor. It's incredible. They are finding shrimp in ancestral habitat where they've not seen them in 25 years.
The Sebastopol Documentary Film Festival opens tonight and continues through Sunday. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.